This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen. Rest of the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives passes appropriation bill by majority. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli defends next fiscal year's budget as balanced and realistic. Government forms high-level probe committee led by former Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi over Visit Visa scam. Opposition parties Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party reject Bairagi-led committee demanding parliamentary probe committee, and U.S. President Donald Trump warns Israel and Iran against breaching ceasefire. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has passed the Appropriation Bill 2082 today. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel presented a proposal considering the passage of the Appropriation Bill in the House of Representatives meeting. The proposal seeking consideration on the Finance Bill 2082 and the National Debt Recovery Bill 2082 was also approved by the lower house of the Federal Parliament. Similarly, some lawmakers' proposals for budget cuts were rejected by majority. Earlier, the concerned ministers furnished responses to the issues raised on budget allocations. The government had presented the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26 in a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament on the 29th of May. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has argued that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year is balanced to the maximum extent possible. Responding to the lawmakers' queries in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Oli assured to maintain balance in the budget allocation in upcoming days. Prime Minister Oli said that it is not possible to bring a budget that satisfies everyone due to the gap between demand and supply. He added that criticism of the budget is natural in such a situation. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has said that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year has been presented with the aim of achieving the maximum results based on reality. While answering questions raised during the discussions on the budget allocation of the Ministry of Finance under the Appropriation Bill 2082 in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, he clarified that the budget allocation was done realistically in terms of resource and expenditure management. Deputy Prime Minister Paudel stated that the economy, which was stagnant, is gradually becoming dynamic, adding there is a possibility of a positive improvements in the overall indicators of the economy. Likewise, responding to lawmakers' queries during the deliberation on headings of the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology under the Appropriation Bill 2082 in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Communication Minister Gurung asserted that the next decade would be the information technology decade. Minister Prithvi Subbagurung said that the government was fully committed towards freedom of expression and press freedom, adding the ministry has a plan to achieve socio-economic transformation and economic prosperity through IT. Minister Gurung shared that 280 million rupees has been allocated for public welfare advertisement for the upcoming fiscal year, stating that Gorkhapatra Corporation has been publishing and disseminating news and contents in 45 mother languages, 25 from Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal, 14 from Nepal Television and 3 from Rashtriya Samachar Samiti to establish access of all citizens to mass media. He opined that news and contents would be published and broadcasted in additional languages in upcoming fiscal year. The Communication Minister argued that 92-year-old contents of Gorkhapatra Daily have been archived digitally, as well as 55,431 audio contents of Radio Nepal have also been archived to keep them safe for upcoming generation. The minister went on to say that it has been scheduled to disseminate disaster early warning information from upcoming fiscal year via the Radio Nepal and telecommunications SMS system. The government has formed a high-level study and investigation committee under chairmanship of former Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi regarding immigration and visit visa scam. Demanding the time with Speaker Devraj Khimre in the beginning of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak responded to the queries of lawmakers put forth on contemporary issues. On the occasion, he shared that joint secretaries of six ministries are the members of the probe committee. Minister Lekhak mentioned that the committee was formed as per the commitment to take concrete initiative for policy level, legal and structural reforms in order to resolve visit visa related problems seen since the past. Meanwhile, the CPN Maoist Center has welcomed the formation of a high level committee to investigate the visit visa scam. Speaking during a session of the House of Representatives today, the party's Deputy General Secretary Barsamaan Poon thanked the government for forming the committee in response to the party's demand. However, the two opposition parties, Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, have expressed their disagreement on the high-level study and probe committee. Putting forth his view, Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the committee formed under chairmanship of former Chief Secretary Bairagi is not acceptable to them. He added that it was necessary to form the parliamentary probe committee under coordination of incumbent or former justice. Similarly, Gyan Bahadur Shahi of the Rashtriya Pratantra Party demanded to investigate on 14 home ministers appointed in last 18 years regarding visit visa scam. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Passengers who were stranded at Trivandrum International Airport since Monday night with the cancellation of flights to the Gulf countries have begun to fly to their destinations as flights are now operating. Passengers were stranded at the airport after the Nepal Airlines plane scheduled to fly to Doha of Qatar on Monday at 11:30 p.m. was cancelled due to the developing situation in Qatar. Similarly, many passengers were stranded when the Qatar flight of the Himalaya Airlines was also cancelled. Flights were cancelled in Gulf countries after Iran launched missile attack on Qatar. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump lashes out at Israel and Iran using an expletive as he accuses both sides of violating the ceasefire. The BBC cited Israel as saying it has hit an Iranian radar, but has refrained from further attacks after PM Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Trump. Israel says missiles were launched by Tehran after the truce took effect, but Iran denies launching fresh attacks. Overnight, before the ceasefire was confirmed, both sides exchanged fire, with Tehran residents saying they witnessed one of the heaviest rounds of attacks by Israel. Local officials are reported to have said death of 9 people in northern Iran. Israel's emergency service says 4 people were killed in Beersheba. The head of the World Health Organization, WHO, has said another appalling attack on a hospital in Sudan has seen more than 40 people killed, many of them children and medics. The BBC cited Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus' post on X on Tuesday as saying attacks on health must stop everywhere. Of the more than 40 people killed, 6 of them were children and 5 were health workers, the WHO's office in Sudan said on Sunday. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country. Thunderstorms at many places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces and at some places in the remaining provinces are likely to occur. There is also a possibility of heavy to very heavy rain at a few places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces and at one or two places in Koshi and Bagmati provinces. There are also chances of light to moderate rain and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of all provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes appropriation bill by majority. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli defends next fiscal year's budget as balanced and realistic. Government forms high-level probe committee led by former Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi over visit visa scam. Opposition parties Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party reject Bairagi-led committee demanding parliamentary probe committee. And US President Donald Trump warns Israel and Iran against breaching ceasefire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.